It's the Pink, it's the post-match show after Liverpool have been beaten by 2-1 by Manchester City. And if ever there was a game that reminded you about fine margins, Rob Gutman, Manchester City hit the inside of the post to make it 2-1. Liverpool hit the inside of the post, it comes back out, and then the ball doesn't go over the line by about 10 millimetres, and it goes nil, and it remains nil-nil. I don't think we were great tonight, Rob, by any stretch of the imagination. I think we played a lot better than that recently. I think that City frustrated us really well. They'll be pleased with their night's work. This title race is still on.
Yeah, when you calm yourself down, we've got a 4-point lead still. We knew that before, we knew it was a possibility. It looked, you know what, it's, to me it was two tired teams who really just wanted this game out of the way, and a result. I felt beforehand that it wouldn't be the goal fest, the 4-0 one way or the other.
Or even
the
with loads of chances and loads of saves.
Yeah, it was the cagey affair, I think we thought. I don't know, I think there was on the cards, if truth be told. City weren't great, we weren't even, we were a pale shadow of ourselves. There was a point in the game where we roused ourselves, and in a way, 1-1, I think we were going to go on it. We might have gone on to win the game. Their goals, their seconds are a little bit out of context with the game. It is what it is. I don't think we're damaged by this. I think, fine, that's good. 17 games to go, that's it, it's a run-in. We've got a better set of fixtures than them, let's have it.
Let's have it indeed. I'll go over to Paul Senior now. Paul, there's frustrations because City made it frustrating, and I think that's where Guardiola will be pleased with what his team's done for him tonight. City made it frustrating, as we talked about before the match. He gets a big performance out of Aguero, he gets a big performance out of Fernandinho, he gets a big performance out of Company. He picked his boys who he felt as though he can trust. What's interesting is all of their lads who he feels as though he can trust, I'd argue, are in their 30s. Mm. But they all came through for him tonight, and you can't argue with the facts on that one.
No, the lads who've won the league a few times looked like lads who've won the league and had them battles a few times, really. I think the only league winner on the pitch for Liverpool didn't perform.
Milner,
yeah.
Didn't look fit, maybe.
Didn't look right. Midfield didn't look right. Thought when Fabinho came on, we looked better.
I thought he changed the game a bit.
Well, he did, and you know, I thought Liverpool were in the ascendancy once we'd scored, and you know, Sané does what he does at the end, fair fucks.